بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وبالأخص منهم خلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات هذه الدورة المباركة. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this new session of the course titled by Key to Knowledge or How to Understand Islam. We talked last week about the two categories of Tawheed. We said that we have Tawheed, the three categories of Tawheed. First, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. And we spoke about how to prove it, how to, first of all, how to understand it, how to prove it, and how to implement it. In regard to how to understand it, we said that it is to know that there is no creator for all this creation except one. It cannot be two. Cannot be two. And how to prove it is to look around you, from everything around you, the heavens, the earth, the stars, the moon, the sun, planets, the clouds, the wind, the rain, the light, the darkness, the heat and cold, the mountains, the rivers, the seas, the oceans, lakes, the wells, the animals, land animals or sea animals, flying animals or walking animals or crawling animals, insects, big animals like elephants, camels, wild animals like lions, tigers, and animals that you can eat like camels, cows, sheep and goats and birds and fish. This can prove to you the Lordship of Allah Ta'ala, and you just want to reach the truth. And as I said before, when you want to know this and understand it very well, you look to something that amazes you from whatever mankind have made. If you look, for example, to the car, and how fast it can take you from one place to another, and how comfortable it is and how obedient it is to you. Not like even your animal, which you used to use in the all centuries. And when you look to this car, you will get amazed. What if you look to the trains, the boats, the airplanes, the rockets, spaceships, and so on of the transportation. Look to the communication. You used to tell your family, you used to inform your family about your situation or news or whatsoever through the mail. You write your letter and you give it to the postman. He will travel in a long journey, takes maybe days or weeks to make it reach your family. Today, with only pressing over around 9 to 11 buttons of your cell phone, you can speak to your family immediately. Look to the computers. And how fast you can do all these things on your computer through this net, the internet. Look at it today. I am here in Medina, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, here in Medina, in Saudi Arabia, talking to you from all over the world. From all over the world, Allah knows best every one of you where he is sitting or she is sitting now, listening to my talk directly with no any delays, like if just I am amongst you. You get amazed to this, and it is really amazing. It is very, very, very perfect. But and look, when you see a robot, you get amazed when you see a robot that can walk, serve you, and sometimes respond to your speech and call. You get amazed. Who made all these things? It is you, human. What does that mean? These things are perfect than you, or you are perfect than them? Definitely you are perfect than them. They can only do what you program them to do. They can only say what you program them to say. They can invent nothing from their own thing. They can't even think. They are only piece of metal. But when Allah created us, and now let me just finish this, yes. And now every day we see improvement over these machines, all these beautiful and wonderful machines. Every day we see improvement. Why is that? It is because who invented them first was not capable enough to make them as good as today. But now let's go back to our first man, Adam alayhi salam. Adam was created by from clay. For no example pre to it. And is he Allah Ta'ala who created Adam as well as everything else? When you look to mankind, since Adam until today, nothing been improved. Nothing been improved. Meaning, Allah Ta'ala did not need to improve you. Every component you have today
The first man had. First man had.
So, the construction of human, the construction of animal, the construction of everything around you did not change. Did not change. But Allah Ta'ala gave Adam and the children of Adam the ability to improve themselves. Not improve by meaning to make your brain wider or no. But it is the experiences. Allah Ta'ala made you able to get use of the experience. Not like the animals. The animals though get use of their experience, but very limited. Very, very limited. Not like mankind. Not like mankind. And look, if you wish to mankind, how do they communicate between each other? And many different in diversity of languages. But they still can learn the language of each other. But you don't see the animals do the same. Although animals are living almost of our ages. I mean, living as the children of Adam. Or Allah knows best, maybe they were before Adam on the earth. But yet, you don't see them understand each other's. Except of the same type. Cats only understand cats. Dogs only understand dogs. Cows only understand cows. But man can understand all these and he teaches them his own language, making them to understand him. Making them to understand him. Where is this coming from? It is from Allah Ta'ala. It is from Allah Ta'ala. He is the controller of all this universe. He permitted us at this time to do things that He did not permit the first man and the first mankind who existed first on this earth to do same. Allah Ta'ala did not allow them to do same. But He, Allah Ta'ala, made us capable today to do many things. Amazing things. Wonderful things. So, this all is a proof to you of the existence of the Lord. Of the existence of the Lord. And that this world does not go with our Lord to control it. When you look to, for example, today we have an example. The example of, for example, Tunisia and Egypt today. Or let's say Tunisia. And Iraq before it. When the government is gone, which we consider as one of the meanings of Rabb or Lord. Meaning, yani the one who has control over this area or like that. The king or something like that. Now, when that has gone, see how big mess they had. And how much destruction they had. How come all this universe be with our God? With our Lord that created it in the best way and the very best way. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala controls it even on the best way. So the lesson we get today in regard to the Lordship, which we already spoke about last week, is just look surrounding you. Just look around you to the things surrounding you. You will come to know that there must be only one Lord who created all this beautiful universe and created and controlled it to the best of how it can exist. Now, we also spoke about Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. And we said after
After you know الربوبيه, you got to know الألوهية. And ربوبيه is to believe that the Lord has his own duty, that no one can be as similar to him. So you negate the likeness or similarity to the God, to the Lord. That is the meaning of it. Tawheed al-Rububiyya is to negate any likeness or similarity to the Lord, Allah Ta'ala. Meaning that no one can do what Allah can do. No one. No one at all. And no one denies that except the Malahida. The Malahida, meaning the infidels. The infidels and the godless people. They are the only ones who deny the existence of the Lord. They deny that there is any Lord can be existing in this world or can be the controller of this world. They say no, there is nothing of that, which can be refuted by their existence. As Allah Ta'ala said in many verses, as for example in the ayah of Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah 61, Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ قُلْ فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, to them all, so if you ask them who created the heavens and earth and controlled the sun and moon, they would say Allah. Say then to them, how then you claim that you've been you've been lied, or you a lie been said to you, told to you. As well as in Surah Luqman, ayah 25, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And if you ask them who created the heavens and earth, they would say Allah. Say then, Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah. Nay, but most of them do not know or know nothing. And as in the ayah of Surah Az-Zukhruf, ayah 9, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ أَوْ أَرَادَنِي بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِهِ قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. And if you ask them, O Muhammad, who created the heavens and earth, they would say Allah. Say then to them, see what you call unto besides Allah. If Allah Ta'ala wishes me, wills me any good, if Allah Ta'ala wills me any harm, can they ever remove this harm from me? Or if Allah Ta'ala wills me any mercy or any good, can ever they hold His mercy from reaching me? But then say to them, sufficient is Allah for me upon Him, those who have the practice of dependence or trust, they trust upon Allah. Then, so as a conclusion of that, we say that the principles of understanding the Aqeedah is to answer these questions. Is there any creator for this creation? Or it is found by Siddiq? And the best answer to that, because you need to know, I know that most of you or all of you know the answers of these questions, but you want to exercise how to respond to the infidels and the godless people. The verses you hear are good enough, but these people may not accept from you the Quran. But look to what Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala said to the infidels at his time, when they said, we want to discuss something with you. He knew what this thing that they came for. He said to them, no, but leave me alone today, I'm too busy. They said, busy with what? He said, busy thinking of a boat in Iraq sailing from one side of the river of Furat to the other side of the river of Furat in Baghdad, without any sailor. It goes from one side to other side, and people take the load of it, and then they load it with other merchandise and to the other side and the like. It's going from one side to the other side, knowing its way without even any man on it. And you all know that at that time there was no any control like today, remote control system. Now, those philosophers or people who just like to, what we call them, the infidels, the Mala'ida, they said to Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, how come that be? A boat sailed from one side of the river to the other side without a sailor, without nobody in it? He said, whoa, is this sounds strange to you? They say, yeah, we don't believe like that. We don't believe this. He says, subhanAllah, how come then this whole universe, which is more complicated, more beautiful, more controllable than the boat, can be found out of sitting, as you say? Then they look to each other and they say, wow. Same thing as I told you last week when Ibrahim alayhi salam debated against the Namrud. Debated with the Namrud, and Namrud said that he can give lives and he takes lives. Ibrahim said to him, okay, I have a simple thing. Allah, which is my God, because at first he said to him, my God, my Lord. When he found him silly, he said to him, Allah brings sun from the east, you bring it from the west. That's simple. And today, we can't even tell these people the same things. We can't tell people the same things. Right? So that's what we need to learn. Now, we can't take any example, anything. anything, any example. Now, look to the hurricanes, floods and earthquakes and volcanoes that happens and exist in the countries of those deniers and infidels and godless people. How come they cannot have the control over it? How come they cannot stop it? They say we can't know that it's going to exist. Well, this is knowledge that Allah Ta'ala allows creation to have. Not only you, it is proved that the cats are the first, the animals in general, but the cats especially, are the first who can know about the earthquake. They can feel it before it exists. And that's why they and that's why the cards they do miwa whenever they hear or they feel the earthquake. Now, and then we can ask them who the creator is then. And then we show them that he introduced himself in his book by telling us to look to all of the universe around us and to look into ourselves, how we came. And also we spoke about the second category of Tawheed, which is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. And as the previous Tawheed we mentioned, which is the Rububiyyah, was denied by many of the infidels, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya is denied by many people, and different forms. That's what we are going to discuss, inshallah, after the break. We'll take 10 minutes break and we come back, inshallah ta'ala. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نعم, dear brothers and sisters, any question regarding the topic of Rububiyyah? Any question regarding to the topic of Rububiyyah? I'll give you another, inshallah, 20 minutes before we end. Prepare your questions now. Right. The second category of Tawheed is the category of Uluhiyyah, or Godhood. And we said that this category, as the first one, was denied by the infidels and godless people who believe that there is no creator. No creator. And these are not Christians, not Jews, not Hindus, not Buddhists. But these are people who say there is no creator at all. So these ones, the infidels or the godless people, are the ones who deny the first category, which is Rububiyyah. Now, some others did not deny the first category, but they deny the second category. They deny the second category. And this is the majority of mankind. Now, as Allah Ta'ala said, وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون. Most of them may not believe in Allah except that they are associating some things with him in worship. نعم. And توحيد الألوهية or the Godhood, the توحيد of Godhood, meaning to single out Allah in worship, in your actions. We said that Rububiyyah is to single out Allah in His worship by believing that no one can do these things except Allah. That is Rububiyyah. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah is to single out Allah in worship, in Godhood, in worship, in your actions. Naam? Uluhiyya is to single out Allah in your actions, or with your actions, which is the worship. Naam? As we said that, this type of Tawheed was denied by many people. Now, as Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, as Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, the first ayah which we told you last week, the ayah number 21. Naam. What did Allah Ta'ala say in that ayah? Now, Allah Ta'ala said it as in that ayah, Ya ayyuhan nasu, Ya ayyuhan nasu, u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablihi la'allakum tattaqoon. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. نعم. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us about this, all mankind, all mankind now worship your Lord. And then he identified himself or introduced himself by his actions, saying, the one who created you and those who were before you, so that you may fear him. Fear Allah. Now, the one who has made the earth a resting place for you, and the sky as a canopy, and sent down water, which is rain, from the sky, and brought forth therewith fruits as a provision for you, then do not set up rivals and partners unto him, Allah, and worship, while you know the truth that they have no right, they don't deserve to be worshipped, because they did nothing to you. They did nothing, they can do nothing to you. They can do nothing at all. And Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 141 to 44, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ جَنَّاتٍ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ جَنَّاتٍ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ. وغير معروشات والنخل والزرع مختلفا أكله والزيتون والرمان متشابها وغير متشابه كلوا من ثمره إذا أثمر وآتوا حقه يوم حصاده نعم ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. And it is he who produced gardens, terrorized and unterrorized, and date palms and date palm trees and corbs of different shape and taste, their fruits and their seeds, and olives and pomegranate, similar in kind and different in taste, eat of their fruits when they ripen, but pay the due, therefore, it's zakah, the charity, according to Allah's order. On the day of its harvest, and waste not by extravagance, verily he likes not al-musrifin, those who waste by extravagance. وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ حَمُولَةً وَفَرْشًا. Not only that, he gave you a lot. Look at this. These are proofs that you can also that you can bring forth to those who associate in worship with Allah. And of the cattle, now قال وَمِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ حَمُولَةً وَفَرْشًا كُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And of the cattle are some for burden like camels, and some are small, unable to carry burden like sheep and goats. For food, meat, milk, and wool. Eat of what Allah has provided you or provided for you, and follow not the footsteps of the shayateen, the satans. Surely he, the satan, is to you an open enemy. And then Allah Ta'ala said, ثمانية أزواج من الضأن اثنين ومن المعز اثنين قل أذكرين حرم أم الأنثيين نبئوني بعلم إن كنتم صادقين ومن الإبل اثنين ومن البقر اثنين قل أذكرين حرم أم الأنثيين أما اشتملت عليه أرحام الأنثيين نبئوا أم كنتم شهداء إذ أوصى إذ وصاكم الله بهذا فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا ليضل الناس بغير علم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين Eight bears of the sheep, two and of the goats too, male and female. Say, O Muhammad, has he forbidden the two males or the two females or the young which the wombs of the two female enclose? Inform me with knowledge if you are truthful. Same like with the camels. وَمِنَ الْإِبْلِ اثْنَيْنِ وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ اثْنَيْنِ قُلْ أَذَكَرَيْنِ حَرَّمَ أَمِ الْأُنْثَيْنِ أَمَّ اشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْحَامُ الْأُنْثَيْنِ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ وَصَّاكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And of the camels too, male and female. And of oxen too, male and female. Say, O Muhammad, has he Allah forbidden the two males or the two females or the young which the wombs of the two females enclose? Or were you present when Allah ordered you such a thing? Then who does more wrong than one who invents a lie against Allah to lead mankind astray without knowledge? Certainly Allah guides not the people who are al-zalimun or al-zalimin, the wrongdoers. So Allah Ta'ala showed us number of people who disbelieve in Allah's oneness and Allah's right and the Godhood to be worshipped alone. And then Allah Ta'ala in the ayat, in the following ayat, informed us about a group of people who will have no any dalil. They lack out of any proof that they can bring. Then they may say to you, as what Allah Ta'ala said, as in the ayah 148 of the surah, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم حتى ذاقوا بأسنا قل هل عندكم من علم فتخرجوه لنا إن تتبعون إلا الظن وإن أنتم إلا تخرصون قل فلله الحجة البالغة فلو شاء لهداكم أجمعين قل هل هم شهداؤكم الذين يشهدون أن الله حرم هذا فإن شهدوا فلا تشهد معهم ولا تتبع أهواء الذين كذبوا بآياتنا والذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة وهم بربهم يعدلون. الله تعالى said, سيقول الذين أشركوا, those who took partners in worship with Allah will say, they will say, we would not have taken partners in worship with him, meaning Allah, nor with our fathers, and we would not have forbidden anything against his will. Likewise, belied those who were before them. They argue falsely with Allah's messengers till they tasted of our worth, of our wrath, say, have you any knowledge or proof that you can produce before us? Verily, you follow nothing but guess, and you do nothing but lie. And then Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةِ فَلَوْ شَاءَ لَأَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Say, O Muhammad, with Allah is the perfect proof and argument. Had he so willed, he would indeed have guided you all. So the guidance comes from Allah Ta'ala. All what you need is to ask it, to ask for it. قُلْ هَلُمَّ شُهَدَاءُكُمْ الَّذِينَ يَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ هَذَا فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا فلا تشهد معهم ولا تتبع أهواء الذين كذبوا بآياتنا والذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة وهم بربهم يعدلون. Say, O Muhammad, bring forward your witnesses who can testify that Allah has forbidden this. Then if they testify, meaning falsely and lie, testify not you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, with them. Testify not you, O Muhammad, with them. And you should not follow the vain desires of such as treat our ayat, the proofs and evidences, as falsehood, and such as believe not in the hereafter, and they hold others as equal in worship with their Lord. So these are the proofs and evidences of the right or of the oneness of Allah and Godhood, and that nothing can be equal to God, to Allah, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Ash-Shura, Ayah 11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And this ayah is a refutation for two types of people who are going to occur amongst this ummah, ummah to Muhammad, who claim that they are Muslims. One of them denied the whole attributes of Allah Ta'ala, the like of Al-Jahmiyya. Who denied all the attributes of Allah and gave them totally wrong interpretations. They say, for example, Allah Sami', meaning Allah knows. It does not mean Allah hears. Why? Because they say, if we say Allah hears, that means that we say that Allah has an ear. Subhanallah. And the other type of people or other sect that Allah Ta'ala refuted in this ayah of Surah Ash-Shura are the Mushabbiha. These are the Mu'attila, Jahmiyyah, and those are the Mushabbiha. They say that Allah hears with an ear like our ears. Subhanallah, a'udhu billah. This is as evil as the first saying, which said, no, he does not hear, because if we saw he hears, then it means that he has an ear. And they wanted to run away from sitting tashbih, similarity to Allah, and they run to ta'atif, the denial of the, that denied the attributes of Allah. So both of these type of people are refuted in this ayah. لَيْسَ كَمِذْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing like unto him, Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, and he is all here, all seer. But nothing like unto him, but Allah Ta'ala is all here, all seer. So first we said that this has refuted two types. One, the Mu'attila, which are like Jahmiyyah and their students, the Mu'tazila and the Sha'ira. Jahmiyyah denied the names and attributes of Allah. Mu'tazila admitted or affirmed the names, but they denied the attributes. The Asha'ira admitted the names and attributes, but they said that, or they denied the whole attributes except for seven. They admitted the attributes except for seven. And the ulama of Islam have refuted them. Refuted them in debating, in debates and in written books. Like the debate between Abdul Aziz al-Kinani with Bishr al-Marisi. And the books, the like of the book of Imam Ahmad and the refutation against the Jahmiyyah, as well as his son, the book of As-Sunnah, all refutation to the Jahmiyyah. And also Abdul Aziz al-Kinani wrote his book Al-Haida, refuting Bishr al-Marisi and his thoughts, as well as Abu Abdullah al-Marwazi wrote the book of As-Sunnah, refuting the Jahmiyyah and Mu'tazila, as well as Uthman ibn Sa'id al-Darimi refuted Bishr al-Marisi and Ibn Khuzaymah. Muhammad, Imam Ibn Khuzaymah, Imam Muhammad Ibn Khuzaymah wrote his book Al-Tawheed to refute the Jahmiyyah and Mu'tazila. Al-Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah, as well as Ibn al-Qayyim and even Imam Bukhari and many others refuted these lies and these falseness. Naam. And Allah Ta'ala spoke about such type of people as in Surah Al-Ra'd ayah 30, where Allah Ta'ala said كَذَلِكَ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ فِي أُمَّةٍ هذا إن شاء الله تبعد آية 30. كَذَلِكَ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ فِي أُمَّةٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهَا أُمَمٍ لِتَتْلُوَ عَلَيْهِمُ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ وهم يكفرون بالرحمن. نعم، وهم يكفرون بالرحمن. Thus have we sent you, O Muhammad, to a community or to people before whom other communities have passed away, in order that you might recite unto them what we have revealed to you, while they disbelieve in the most gracious Allah. Say, O Muhammad, He is my Lord, La ilaha illa huwa, none has the right to be worshipped but He, Allah Ta'ala. In Him is my trust, and to Him will be my return with repentance. It was said that the reason for this ayah being descended is that when Quraysh heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioning the name of Ar-Rahman as in the as in Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, as in the Hudaybiyah reconciliation, as Ibn Jarir said that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they said, we don't know what is ar-Rahman, we don't know what is ar-Rahman, so don't write it. And also Ibn Jarir reported on the story of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to prostrate in Mecca, he used to say Ya Rahman Ya Rahim, and they hear him saying that, and he may have said it a bit loud intentionally to make them hear it. So the mushrikun said, this man claims that his God is only one, but he now is calling two, Rahman and Rahim. Stupidness. So Allah Ta'ala descended the ayah 110 of Surah Al-Isra, ayah 110 of Surah Al-Isra. قُلْ اُدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ قُلْ اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ اُدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. As in ayah 110 of Surah, قُلْ اُدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ قُلْ اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ اُدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ قُلْ اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ اُدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا أيما تدعو فله الأسماء الحسنى. Say, O Muhammad. Say, O Muhammad. Invoke Allah or invoke the Ar-Rahman, the Most Gracious. By whatever name you invoke Him, whatever name of his names that he told you, it is the name, it is the same, for to him belong the best names, and offer your prayers neither in loud nor in low voice, but follow a way between. And as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, ayah 60, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَانِ وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا. And whenever it is said to them, prostrate for Ar-Rahman, they said, what is Ar-Rahman? And it only increased them in escaping or running away. Or denying. So the disbelief of the name, the Tawheed al-Asma al-Sifat, was even before this Ummah, but it was more often in this Ummah. More often in this Ummah. Na'am? And those who denied before this Ummah were the Salaf, the predecessors of Al-Jahmiyyah and Al-Asha'irah, and denying the names and attributes of Allah. As for the whole prophets and their followers, especially Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, they only name Allah with names that he subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it in the Quran, or that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, and it is, and it reached us authentically in an authentic way. Ma'mar Abdurrazzaq Sanani reported on the 30 or from Ma'mar ibn Rashid, from Tawus ibn Kaysan, from his father Kaysan, from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that Ibn Abbas saw a man when he hears the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describing the attributes of Allah, he shakes his body like one who is annoyed and dislike this and didn't like this type of thing. Then Ibn Abbas said, "What is?" He said, "ما فرق هؤلاء?" What is the fear of these people? What do they fear? يجدون رقة عند محكمه ويهلكون عند متشابهه. They find softness in their hearts when they come by the ayat which is muhkam, which is clear, and when they come by the ayat which is mutashabih, which is similar to each others, which their brains cannot reach to understand, they are destroyed. And this means that those who attend his classes and whenever they hear the ayat of attributes, and this is from the muhkam, they at that time they feel afraid and yani have a body shake as a form of disliking this type of talks, meaning the talks of explanation of the attributes of Allah. Ibn Abbas says that they are exactly like what Allah Ta'ala said about them in Surah Al Imran, ayah 7. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ. Ayah 7 of Surah Al Imran. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله. ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله. As for those who in their hearts is a disbelief . So for those in whose hearts there is a deviation, which is a disbelief, they follow that which is not entirely clear therefore thereof, seeking the fitna, which is the trials, and seeking for its hidden meanings, but none knows its hidden meanings save Allah. And is that the verses that contains the attributes of Allah is from the type called muhkam, clear. Muslims recite it and they understand the meanings of it. They understand the meanings of it. We do not refer the meaning to Allah. There is a difference. This is one of the principles of Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat, Ikhwan. And I'm going to conclude it now by mentioning the principles of Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. The first principle is that we don't give a name to Allah except with what He subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us to in the Quran or through His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we don't give any attribute to Allah except with what He attributed Himself in the Quran or what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attributed Him in the Sunnah and the authentic Sunnah. And we believe that all the names of Allah are beautiful, and we believe that all the attributes of Allah are perfect. And in regard to the attributes of Allah and even the names, we say in regard to the kayfiyah or the how, we refer that to Allah. And the sixth principle and the aqeedah of asma wa sifat or the tawheed al asma wa sifat, the fifth, we said that we refer the kaif or the how the attribute is to Allah, and we can never know what it is, how it is. But in regard to the meaning, لا نفوض المعنى لله. We don't refer the meaning to Allah. لكننا نفهم المعنى الذي تدل عليه هذه الأسماء والصفات. But we understand the meaning that these names and attributes can mean the meaning that it means. So these are six principles of Tawheed al-Asma'i wa-Sifat. وَبِعَذَا نَكُونَ قَدْ أَتَيْنَا عَلَى خِتَامِ هذا الباب وهو باب التوحيد, توحيد الله عز وجل في ربوبيته وألوهيته وأسمائه وصفاته. So by that we have ended this chapter of توحيد of Allah in ربوبية in ألوهية in أسماء وصفات. وغدا إن شاء الله نبدأ مع باب جديد من أبواب التوحيد والعقيدة وكيف. And tomorrow inshallah we're going to start learning another chapter of Tawheed al-Aqidah and how we can understand it and how we can make it understood to the other simply and easily. Na'am. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And tomorrow inshallah we're going to talk about al-Imanu bil-Malaika. And tomorrow inshallah we're going to speak about believing in the angels. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. And now إن شاء الله تعالى if you have any question you can raise them إن شاء الله now. But as we said before, one by one, please, one by one. Don't send, Rosic, don't send your question until you see that we started answering the previous question.
طيب إيه أم عليا in Wizik says السلام عليكم يا شيخ. Can you repeat the principles of Asma wa Sifat that you mentioned?
Right, the six principles. We don't name Allah with any name except with what He, Allah Ta'ala, informed us either in His book, in the Quran, or in the authentic Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We don't give any attribute to Allah Ta'ala except what He, Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, informed us in His book, or in the authentic Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The third is that all the names of Allah are husna, meaning very beautiful, the most beautiful names. Naam. And the fourth is that all the attributes of Allah are all ulya, meaning it is very perfect and never can have any defect in them. And the fifth is that we do not we refer the how the attributes are to Allah. We cannot know how these attributes are. We cannot know how they are. Allah hears. How He hears, we cannot speak about that. We say Allah knows best. Naam. Sees. How He sees, Allah knows best. He settled on His throne. How He settled, Allah Ta'ala knows best. He descends down every night to the first layer of heavens. How? We cannot speak about that. Allah knows best. We refer it to Allah. Naam. But the sixth principle is in regard to the meaning of the attributes. We do not refer the meaning of the attributes to Allah, like the Asha'ira, the Asha'ira and Mu'tazila. They refer the meaning of it to Allah. They say we don't know what it means. If you don't know what it means, that's then not a good thing. Nah? So we say that the meaning, we know it from the word that it from the word that it describes it. When you hear that Allah Ta'ala is Sami', you know that He yasma', He hears. When you hear that Allah Ta'ala yaghdab, gets angry, you know that what it means. You know the difference between angry and pleased. Naam, etc., etc. So, these are the six principles. Wallahu a'lam. Here from Bartok, Om Shayma says, I have a question about this man, Shoaib Hassan. I don't understand totally what it is that he said about Allah and Him creating us. Could you please explain? Well, I have already wrote in that issue, and it is spreading, and it is on the website of I think it is Manhaj or something like that. But I advise everybody not to attend any classes, lectures, khutbah for both Shaykh Shoaib Hassan, may Allah guide him, and for his son who is far away, been misguided, Dr. Osama Hassan. He believes in the theory of evolution, and he believes that man came from apes, which is of course kufr, and we here call Osama Hassan to fear Allah and repent and take the shahada again and declare to the people that he disbelieves in the theory of Darwin. Otherwise he and Darwin are the same kuffar. If he still believes that, then he is kafir. If he says that he believes in that, then he is kafir because he's rejecting the Quran, and he had a lot of misguidance to the people by trying to say that Adam has gone through the same process of Isa alayhi salam, because Allah Ta'ala said that the example of Adam is like the example of Isa, and Isa has gone through a process of 9 months pregnancy. We say, what process you are talking about? 9 months pregnancy cannot happen without a father. Cannot, impossible to happen without a father. So where is the father of Isa then? Where is the father of Isa? Subhanallah. The example of Adam and Isa is only in the miracle that Allah Ta'ala made, that both of them were not did not come through the normal process. But Adam has his own process or way of process of existence, and Isa has his own, and both of them cannot be a normal process. That's the meaning of it. It does not necessarily mean that Adam and Isa have the same thing. And subhanallah, Isa did not have a father. So how come they say Adam came from father and mother? Subhanallah. But Isa came from a mother only. Subhanallah. How come that? If Osama Hassan tries to start Adam came from father and mother, then he is saying like what the Yahud are saying about Isa, that he must have had a father. And they said that Yusuf the carpenter is his father, who practiced adultery with his mother Mary. And he is saying exactly like the Nasara are saying, that Isa has a father and his father is Allah. I don't know how these people, the surprise is not what Osama Hassan is saying, honestly. It is not. Osama Hassan is looking for fame, and that's why he brought up this issue. Otherwise, there are a lot of, there are now people in the UK and in the West who believe in the Darwin's theory to defend it and spread it. It is taught in the schools there. He does not need anymore to come to Masjid Tawheed, which is now, by this, it is Masjid Shirk. It is not Masjid Tawheed. And I advise the brothers and sisters not to attend any prayer there. And the prayers behind Osama Hassan must be repeated, because they are not acceptable. Now, subhanallah, they turned Masjid Tawheed to be Masjid Shirk. The position of Osama Hassan did not shock me like the position of his father Suhaib Hassan. Who I listened today to a recording of the or a video of the as they call it, debate. It wasn't a debate, it was a kind of kidding. They don't want a debate, but they don't want no one to say nothing. Just listen. How come a debate it is? And a debate, and Suhaib Hassan was supposed to be the judge between Osama and the others. But Suhaib Hassan stood to say, well, there are two theories. One which you Muslims and the scholars, which you and all the Muslims and the scholars say, that Adam was created from clay and the word of Allah be and he was and blown of the spirit on him. And the other, he said, and the other, which Osama advanced, that's what he said, which Osama advanced, and he said that he said that what Osama said is also, it does not contradict with the Quran. Subhanallah, Sheikh Suhaib Hassan is saying that the Darwin theory does not contradict the Quran. The Quran said that the Quran, and I wrote in my email, which I spread it widely, I wrote there the ayat. Allah, the shaitan, subhanAllah, the shaitan knew what Osama Hassan didn't know and doesn't know, and what his father now is confused with. The shaitan, when Allah Ta'ala said to him, ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. Now, this is in Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 12. What prevented you from prostrating when I commanded you to do so? He said, I'm better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. Now, can Osama and his father tell me if the shaitan also created from father and mother? Was he created from father and mother? Who the father and mother of the first jinn? Who the father and mother of the first jinn? Who the father and mother of the angels? Who the mother and father of Jibreel? Who the father and mother of Eve? If subhanAllah, if Adam was created from father and mother, why Eve would be created from the bone, just born of Adam? Why? She would be similar to the first son and daughter born for Adam. They were born from Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve enjoyed each other, and Eve got pregnant and she delivered twins, boy and a girl. And the first time, then the second time, again boy and girl, and they exchanged. The boy got the first boy got the second girl, and the second boy got the first girl, and from there human came. Now if Adam had a father and mother, the same thing would happen. Why Eve would be created out of the bone? Why Eve must have come from the same womb of Adam. Same womb of Adam, and then Adam and Eve will marry, similar to what happened to their first son and two twins. Now, so, ya ikhwan, this is a fitna, and I also discussed this thing with Shaykh Wasiullah Abbas, Habibullah Ta'ala, who before, maybe a year ago, he told me in his house, that he discussed the issue of Osama Hassan, not only one issue, many issues, and he discussed them with Sheikh Saib Hassan, and Sheikh Saib Hassan was very sorry that his son said so and believed so. And Sheikh Wasiullah encouraged him to come out and speak about these violations of his son, but he did not do. Now, last Wednesday, I had a phone call with Sheikh Wasiullah, Habibullah Ta'ala, and I asked him about this thing, and he said to me just an hour or a while ago, a man called him for 1 hour discussing with him the issue of Osama Hassan, his father Saif Hassan, and the Sheikh said to me literally, and this was after I sent my first email warning against Osama Hassan and his thoughts, and even his father supporting him, and encouraging the people to boycott Osama Hassan, his father, and Masjid Tawheed as well, as long as they are still in the leadership of it, or leading the prayers there, or teaching there. Now, the Sheikh said to me that he, Sheikh Wasiullah, said to the one who phoned him, the same thing, boycott them both, do not attend their classes, do not attend their lectures, do not attend their circles, do not attend their khutbas of Jum'ah or Eid or whatsoever. Do not attend nothing for them, just boycott them. And then he added two things. He said, and you, Muhammad, please also tell the people the same thing. What these two, now up to there, him and I said the same thing. Now he added two things. One, or two requests. One, some people go to Sheikh Saib Hassan and say to him, please, please, write what you believe about this issue down and sign it, and we are going to send it to the Hayat Kibar al-Ulama in Saudi Arabia, the highest committee of Ulama in Saudi Arabia. Look into it, whether to support or refute you or whatsoever. And if he is brave enough, that's the wording of Shaykh Allah, if he is brave enough, he would write. But if he is not, he would not write. And I, Muhammad al-Maliki, say he will never write. And I remind you, let somebody go and ask him, he will never write. Because he, Shaykh Saib Hassan, knows very well, he studied with many knowledgeable people in Jamia Islamiyah in Medina. And he is well knowledgeable. He is well knowledgeable. But this doesn't mean we accept the force from him. Subhanallah al-Azim. And the second thing that Shaykh Rasulullah asked is to advise everybody not to cause a fitna or fight or, you know, as I hear on the recording, which I hear only today, the video that I saw today, that Sheikh Saif Hassan is saying that he wants to be martyred like Uthman. And then he said, people at the time of Uthman, this all Ikhwan is, yani, I don't know how Sheikh Saif Hassan is acting these days. Yani, he is saying that Uthman radiallahu anhu was martyred, was killed by people who did not want to listen to him. And then he said to the audience, and you guys do not want to listen to him, to Osama. Is Osama Hassan of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Subhanallah. And then he says, I want to be like Uthman. Sheikh Saib Hassan is mixing the things together. Mixing the things, and even in the debate, he's mixing everything. Even the speech that he directs to the audience there is mixed, is not clear. One time he spoke about himself. One time he spoke about himself, saying that now. Saying that, yani, it seems that the wizard has ended up. Subhanallah. Anyway, this is the position of the Muslim. Stay away and do not attend for Saib Hassan, nor for Osama. Prayers behind Osama are not acceptable. Naam. And must be repeated once again. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad alayhi wa sahbihi. Inshallah, we'll see you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.